The state of California was hit harder by the recession than the United States as a whole. The unemployment rate is almost 3 percentage points higher than the national figure. And the turnaround of the job market has slowed down with state budget cuts and dwindling federal recovery funds. That's according to Alyssa Anderson of the California Budget Project, whom we heard from earlier in the show. Anderson authored a report called Stuck Between a Recession and a Recovery, which, among other things, looked at out-of-school 16 to 24-year-olds in California. They found that fewer than 6 out of 10 of these young adults are working. We talked with Anderson about why this population is the last hired and first fired in a recession.
The past decade was a lost decade for young adults because, really, it was a bad decade for all workers. Because we had 2 national recessions, one at each end of the decade, and then we had an unusually weak economic recovery in the middle. And so what we find for young adults is that their employment levels declined almost every single year of the past decade. There simply were not enough job opportunities for young adults to get into the labor market. And so we actually find that employment levels for 16 to 24-year-olds never fully rebounded from the last recession before the Great Recession began. And so throw on top of that the fact that the Great Recession is the most severe recession we've seen in recent decades, that explains why we're now seeing employment for young adults at the lowest level on record.
One of the things that I found really interesting about your report is that it kind of challenges the assumption that if you have an education, you'll do better in bad economic times than folks who don't have a college degree. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. I think one of the most surprising findings from the study is that even young college graduates are having a very tough time finding work. Our data show that 1 out of 4 recent college graduates in California are either unemployed or underemployed. So they're either not working at all or they're working part-time jobs even though they really want full-time jobs and they just simply can't find them. And this is surprising because traditionally we know that workers with college degrees tend to fare better during downturns. And the fact that we're not finding that's the case during this recession, I think speaks to the fact that this is the most severe recession in recent memory, and virtually every demographic group has been affected, even individuals with higher degrees.
Mm-hmm. On a related issue, so right now we're seeing on the college level an increase in education fees and tuition. It's happening at the University of California, and in other state public universities as well. How do you think this may be affecting young people, especially in a bad job market?
Well, I think it's challenging. And the best advice is typically to stay in school or go back to school when job opportunities are limited. But the fact that tuition is so expensive, fees keep going up, I think makes it a tougher choice for people. Because you have to weigh, whether it makes sense to take on additional debt during tough economic times.
Recent reports have shown that Black Americans have a higher jobless rate than white Americans. Did your research show any of these disparities between young whites and people of color in terms of how they're recovering from the recession?
Yes, we did find some discrepancies. We took a look at the share of individuals who have jobs as opposed to the unemployment rate. And what we find is that young Latinos saw their employment levels fall the most during the recession. And I think that reflects the fact that Latinos, particularly Latino men, are much more likely to work in the construction sector, which is the sector that lost the most jobs during the recession. We also find employment for young Blacks is very low, and it was low even before the recession began. Less than half of Black 16 to 24-year-olds in California had jobs before the recession and even in 2009. And so we find a real discrepancy when we take a look at employment trends for young adults by race.
So we've been painting kind of a bleak picture for young people right now. What hope is there, I guess, for young people in the job market in the future? Are you predicting that the job market will turn around anytime soon?
You know, unfortunately, I think the projections just keep getting worse and worse. The latest projections that I've seen show that we're looking at double-digit unemployment rates in California through 2012. So I think it's going to feel like we're still in a recession for several more years. But I think looking at the effect of the federal recovery efforts over the past couple of years, what we've learned is that those efforts have paid off. They helped to bring the economy out of recession. And I think that points to the fact that policymakers can do more to get the economy back on track and to spur job growth.
That was Alyssa Anderson, Deputy Director of the California Budget Project.